Good evening, Mayor and Council. Brian Piszczaczek, Economic Development Tourism.
Hey, I just had one question about the $150,000. The contract says $50,000 is for the sign and $100,000 is for the marketing. What, the sign is already there, right, from last year when we paid that $50,000. I thought the $50,000 was to, I thought that was the cost of the sign. And it's still $150,000 this year, even after the sign is already there. Is that not the purchase price of the sign? What does the $50,000 for the sign mean exactly?
Yeah, so you're right. And, you know, if you recall, the genesis of this agreement was in 2020, really when you're at the kind of the depths of the pandemic from a financial perspective. And the interest was generating hotel stays to support the local community. So in totality, it's $150,000, roughly $100,000 in marketing to do specific targeted marketing in particular areas that would generate those hotel stays. And then $50,000 sponsorship for on-premise branding. So what you get for that is construction and then display of the signage, and they have maintained that. The renewal of the sponsorship this past year and moving forward maintains that sponsorship and maintains that on-premise branding, which is the large College Station sign that is kind of a unique photo opportunity at the ice skating rink, which is really one of their premier attractions.
So we'll continue to pay the $50,000 for the sign because it's a display fee, not necessarily just a construction fee.
Yeah, and as part of this agreement, and again, this is the second and final renewal, so it's been a hugely successful partnership that's generated a lot of hotel stays, and they've had significant increases in visitorship, certainly from 2020 to 2021. And it's something, obviously, we'd like to bring back to you next year as well.
Yeah, I agree. The $100,000 marketing has been very helpful, and I do think you've got data to show that it increased our hotel occupancy. It was the $50,000 for the sign again this year that made me wonder. But if it's a display fee, then okay. If it's a construction fee, I feel like it's already constructed.
Yeah, it's holistic in the scope of the sponsorship as a whole. And even separate to the agreement, there are a couple other instances where they feature College Station Texas listed on the Big Red Barn, for example, and there's another photo opportunity. So we obviously appreciate their support in having that College Station name displayed prominently on, I think, in multiple places throughout the park.
And then finally, last year we had a lot of concerns about queuing on the frontage road. Is Santa's Wonderland thinking about that?
Yes. Yeah, sorry, I'm going to refer to my notes here. So I would say, first of all, there's some element of technological solution as well, where they've got date-specific ticketing to better control the crowds. As it relates to congestion, they are absolutely reviewing those parking demands. They've increased on-site parking. They're also working with TxDOT right now with an engineer to look at deceleration lanes off the feeder road on Highway 6, implementing a new and improved bus drop-off system. And they're also continuing to engage with Post Oak Mall to expand their shuttle offerings as well for folks. It's something we're very excited about as a staff to share and push out on our side as well.